Welcome to episode 25 of Magic the Amateuring. I am Megan, one of our magic amateurs.
Hey peeps, I'm Maria, another amateur. I might be an amateur, but I'm also an amateur.
And floating above you is me, Ben, the sensei, and the person that addicted these people to Magic the Gathering.
He's also a cloud, that's why he's floating.
It's true.
Ben pees acid rain.
It's true.
His toilet looks terrible.
Quit feeding me CO2.
Your bathroom looks like the floor in the movie Alien.
Okay.
I've never seen that movie.
Ben.
What?
What about Aliens?
I've never seen that one. Is that like the...
Wait, is that... Aliens Alien 2?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just Alien twice. And then like the second time, you just notice more.
Right. She has acid for blood. The alien has acid for blood, and it drips through under the floor.
Spoiler.
Look. Okay.
Well,
that
everyone...
ruined the plot for me.
Welcome to our show. We're so glad you could join us. I know I've got a warm feeling above and below because you're here.
I'm mostly
below
cold.
What?
But that's because I'm an ice statue.
That's the question, Ben. Below what? We've got a pretty fun show for you guys. We're going to talk a little bit more about Modern Masters. We touched on that last week, and guess what? We all played it. It was some great fun.
Yeah.
Talk about Megan's experience playing a Dragon's Maze League. And Ben's experience playing Standard for the first time, sort of, but not really, but again, first time again.
Kind of. We'll call it Ben's first time.
Okay.
I mean, it's like when you haven't had sex in so long
that
you
just
don't remember what it's like. So it's like the first time.
Modern Masters 2.0.
All right.
Megan.
Yeah.
We played some Modern Masters. Ben bought a box.
Bought a box, you guys.
It was pretty great.
I put down a pretty penny for that.
But
24
you know
packs.
You were rewarded. You were rewarded handsomely.
Yes,
I would say.
What are you alluding to?
I'm alluding to the foil dark confidant that was in one of those packs.
This foil dark confidant?
That foil dark confidant. Ben, that's just a random card.
Ben don't give a fuck.
Ben, that card is worth $150. Ben.
Don't rip it up.
Ben.
You're a madman.
Ben, it's already in 6 pieces. If you make it in any more, we can't put it back to camera.
The audience is crying.
Yeah. You guys, it's going to be okay.
You guys, just kidding. I fooled you.
You got us all, Ben. You got us all.
Yeah. We decided to buy a box and draft it, just
Wait,
like it
we
says.
We decided to buy a box?
You Ben. Decided to buy a box.
Ben bought a box.
I bought a
then
box.
And we drafted.
Yeah.
With my mini extra dollars,
I swept
them all up into a dustpan, and I took them down to the store.
Ben is like that guy in Monopoly. The guy
that guy
in,
doesn't do his own
the guy
sweeping.
Who tells you to go to jail.
That's probably... No, I'm thinking of Monocle Guy.
Are you thinking of the hat token?
I'm thinking of Pennybags.
Is that what it is?
Mortimer J. Money Pouch.
It is really something like that, though, isn't it? It really is.
Pennybags is my nickname in high school.
He's not like Mr. Monopoly. Is he Mr. Monopoly?
I think it might be Mr.
Moneybags. Mr. Moneybags,
Mr.
I'm sure.
Mr. Moneybags. There we go.
Anyway, we documented the experience, and if you go to magicTheAmaturing.com, I wrote a little article about drafting Modern Masters with some friends.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
It was really
Rich
Pennybags?
Uncle Pennybags?
Yeah.
That's
so
it
dumb.
Really is. I'm looking at it. That is the weirdest.
Anyway, Ben's a total Pennybags.
Well, Ben is our Rich Uncle Pennybags.
I'm not... It says in his Wikipedia article that he is the round old man in a top hat.
You are a round old man in a top hat.
Yeah, that's exactly how I describe you.
That is surprising to you.
Not the opposite of that at all.
No.
Okay.
A round old man in a top hat.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So, Megan, this is your first time drafting Modern Masters.
Yeah, it was.
Ben and my, well, I don't know, second time. right?
I've drafted Modern Masters 3,000 times.
Okay. Megan's second time.
Okay.
First time, sorry.
First time.
That's okay. Are we counting simulated runs in your mind?
No.
Are we counting wet holodeck simulations?
Oh, you put in the Modern Masters program?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
It's Riker 7. That's the program.
Who did you draft with?
I drafted with Stephen Hawking, Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Richard Feynman, Niels Bohr, and a couple hobos.
Wow. Who won? I want to know who won.
It was the second hobo.
Oh, God. Oh, dark horse.
Yeah, really? Dark.
Oh, man. Did you guys know that this is really... Never mind, I'm not going to say this. It is so off topic.
Well, go for it.
There was a horse who was the favorite to win the Kentucky Derby back in like the 40s or maybe 60s or something like that, called Native Dancer.
Why did he use that?
And the horse, there was an upset, and the horse who won was called Dark Star, and he was a dark horse who won.
Is that why they call it the Dark Horse?
I don't know about that.
Actually, the term Dark Horse comes from Rich Uncle Dark Horse. He was on the original...
MASH?
Yeah, he was on MASH.
I do say, these barracks are mighty untidy.
He was Radar's uncle, and he came to visit him.
That's right. I love that episode.
And they had to be nice to him because he was funding the war.
Wow. The whole war.
Oh, my God. Megan.
Yes.
How did you find your first time getting laid by Modern Masters?
Well, you know, you really enjoyed Modern Masters a lot.
I love it, you guys.
I liked it.
Even bad Modern Masters is still pretty good,
yeah,
am I right?
Am I right?
You're right. And I had a really good time. I enjoyed it. But it was sort of like, I didn't find it particularly better than regular drafting.
How dare you?
How dare you?
You owe me.
Ben, why did you slap me?
You owe me $10 per pack.
You got all the cards.
That's true.
Like I said, I had a good time, and there were some elements of it that were really enjoyable. I felt like I built a deck that was mostly commons, but they were all so good.
Yeah.
Like, all of the cards were really solid, and I was really happy to have them in my deck. There was almost no card that I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like when you go to a school with only attractive people. And then,
yeah, no matter who you date,
It's gonna be
fun.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer's high school.
It really is.
Totally.
I'm Seth Green, right?
Heyo. All right.
Anyways, yeah, so that was a very fun element of it that I did really enjoy.
So you got to branch out.
Exactly.
You got to draft a totally different deck than what you normally draft.
Exactly.
And what kind of deck did you draft?
It was all over the place.
Uh-huh.
It was all over the place. As you yourself pointed out, and then I kicked your ass. Anyways.
But what colors was it?
It was black and white and green.
Oh.
And so it had
question.
Yes.
What is that three color name for black, white, green? Can I guess?
Go for it.
Sure.
Tell me if I'm right. Is it called junk?
Junk. I think that is junk.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm gonna double check so we don't misinform people again.
I won't. Yeah.
Anyways.
Why don't we double check right now?
Black, white, green. So I had like some stuff along the lines of dream spoiler witches or different things that could give creatures minus something. So that was a good time. I had some saprolings.
Yeah, you're making tokens.
I had some crazy. Sometimes I was making tokens like a boss.
Yeah.
I'll mention that again during card of the week. It's junk.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Junk. Green, white, black. Yeah, and then white I threw in there for some more sapling makers. A stir the pride, maybe. It was a good time, you guys.
You know what I really think I like about Modern Masters, besides it being awesome?
The foils.
What do you like?
All the foils.
All the foils.
I actually played with the Dark Confidant that,
Guys, I got a foil Dark Confidant.
Yeah.
You got a what?
Megan just ripped it into another piece. I played with it, and I played Black Blue Fairies, and it was super great.
Mm-hmm. What made it so great?
Well, they're very fast, and they're all flyers. Once again, this is the second time I've built a Modern Masters deck with mostly flyers, and people just can't handle it. And a lot of the creatures...
Yeah, they break down and cry.
Right. If you're playing Giants or whatever, your deck is probably a little
slower.
What
did you do about a Penumbra Spider?
I didn't come across one of those.
Oh, why didn't you have a Penumbra Spider in your deck?
I didn't see one.
I don't believe that.
But I would have been able to deal with it because of my blue cards, I had so much tempo bonus. I had so much bounce with my blue cards.
Bounce.
And you know, that's one of those things where me as a new player would say, oh, okay, so they don't get it for a turn.
Well, yeah, what's the big deal?
They'll get it back and they'll have it again, and so it'll still suck. But man, does it feel good just to be like, boop, bye-bye, pay for that again.
It's kind of like when you steal someone's car and then you sell it back to them.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Pretty good feeling.
That's how Ben made the money to buy Modern Masters.
That's where all that came from.
Yeah, so it was evasive, and that is a huge, huge, you know, bonus in Modern Masters is the evasion and the tempo play. Yeah, so it worked out really great, and it was super fun. But this is what I also think is great about it. I think it's good for anybody who hasn't played in a long time.
Mm.
Or maybe as a new player, because all the cards are so good that it's kind of hard to put together a really shitty deck.
Yeah. I'm sure you could still do it if you tried. I'm sure you could.
But it would take some talent.
I made a deck that was not very good.
Tell us about your
It was a red-green deck with a bunch of suspense stuff and, like, just enough of a splash of storm cards to make the whole deck just not great.
Do you not like storm?
No, I think storm is sweet, but I didn't have enough, like, I had some... like big suspend creatures and then some like crazy storm shenanigans. And I did get to kill someone with a grape shot.
How many points of damage?
I think it was a grape shot for like 6 or something.
Sweet.
Nice.
But I had another, I killed him with that, but I could have cast another grape shot afterwards.
Good.
Question. Good. How did you make your grape shot worth 6?
I had... I had two suspend guys, and then I had the Grinning Ingus, who's the red guy. That he's a gray ogre, but you can pay a red to return him to your hand, and then add 3 mana to your mana pool, so you can use that to recast him.
Okay,
like multiple times in one turn. And so I did that. I think I might have also had like a Rift Bolt in there.
Icing on the cake.
The peck on the nose.
The peck on the pants.
To seal the deal.
All right.
Yep. So I don't know. I think the storm deck could be pretty sweet. I at some point would like to get that together. See that work. Yeah. Maybe see how that works.
All right.
I think it's a shame.
A damn shame.
I think it's a damn shame that this set is so expensive to draft.
There ought to be a law.
In my day, Modern Masters
was just Masters.
We didn't have a bathroom to play Modern Masters in.
We had to climb uphill for a mile.
We had to play it in a coal mine.
And the cards were written on your hands.
Guys, I went to a wedding this weekend, and the wedding reception was in a barn. It was a very nice barn.
Wow. We had lights up and shit.
Were there cows?
There were no cows.
Damn it.
Did
you have a hint of cows?
They claimed that they actually kept horses in the barn, and there were like stalls and stuff for the horses, but it was really clean in that barn.
Did you make out with someone in a horse stall?
Opportunity.
Because if I had that opportunity, I wouldn't pass it up.
I did not make out with anyone. It was mostly my cousins who were at the wedding.
Yeah.
I don't understand why your answer is still no.
All right. Fair enough.
Because
missed opportunity.
There was no alcohol, that's why.
My point is that the men's bathroom was an outhouse. Or no, it was a porta potty that was inside the barn.
I thought you were going to say it was a literal horse trough.
No.
Wow.
Although there was drainage in the horse stalls, so.
Why would you pee where a horse drinks?
Look, in bathrooms at stadiums.
A horse trough. A horse trough. Maria was saying, I thought you were going to say the bathroom was a horse trough. Why would you pee where the horses drink?
Because they want it. They just like, we need something. Let's put in a trough.
I actually just peed into like a horse's feed sack.
Oh, God.
Solid. Solid idea.
Solid. Yeah.
Every bag of oats needs to be watered down a little.
It's like oatmeal.
Stop it. I want to eat oatmeal again someday in the future.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so...
What I'm saying is that it's expensive and it's too bad because I think it's so fun. Modern Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Oatmeal is getting really out of control, you
guys.
Yeah,
man. Obama!
This is my question.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody seems to agree, or the vast majority, that Modern Masters is super fun to play.
Did you ask everyone?
I asked literally everyone.
Oh, wow, okay. All right.
And
you apparently didn't ask Megan, because she's like...
I didn't say that. I said it was fun.
Why can't Wizards make their other drafting sets this fun? Is it just because they can't afford to have that many good cards out there again?
I think, well, part of it, okay, I don't know for sure. This is just me hypothesizing. But it could be like a trial and error thing, right? Like, no one necessarily knew for certain when these cards came out that these were going to be the really good cards. Sometimes it's like a pretty fine line between like a decent card and a really good card. So part of the benefit to putting together a set like this is like, oh, in retrospect, now we have 2, 3, 5, however many years perspective on these cards. And we know, like, via the test of time, what's really good and what isn't.
Yeah. What's that sound, Ben?
Ben's I think good. When they design the cards, they have a pretty good idea of how powerful they are.
Okay.
Because they've got, like, a whole team of scientists whose job it is just to make sure they know what the power level is. I do think that they probably don't want all of these cards, like, all cards with this power level to all be in standard at the same time, and for them to be like all in one set would be a little absurd. There was this block, Urza's Destiny, Urza's Legacy, that had some ridiculously powerful cards in it, and the decks that were in that standard when that was the new set, those decks would win like turn one.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
On a previous podcast about how Wizards now tries to not make it possible to make such a broken deck.
Yeah, and a lot of actually, like the Fairies archetype, that was a standard deck at one point that was basically the dominant standard deck.
Really?
Like you either played Fairies or you played to beat Fairies. There was like Bitter Blossom, which is an enchantment that makes fairies every turn, and then Vendilion Click, which like gets stuff out of their hand, and then like once you get going, you have Spellstutter Sprite to counter anything, and it was just like unbeatable. There's also like the Affinity deck when that was in standard, like right after Mirrodin. It was also way too good because they had all these artifact lands that would make, they had one for each color.
Oh.
And it was a land that counted as an artifact. And so, like, for all of the affinity stuff, it counted as 2 mana. And then the fact that you would, like, cast other artifacts, it was, like, it was also a dominant deck. So they definitely, they go to great lengths to make sure that, to avoid having standard environments like that again. And that is, I think, reflected in the power level of the draft sets. And I don't think, I mean, I think you could make them more powerful. I think there's other reasons why, you know, they don't make a draft set that's just ridiculously powerful. But yeah, one of the reasons is definitely that they want the standard environment to be fun.
So these are not legal in standard?
No, these are not legal in standard. They're all legal in modern.
Modern. Tell me the difference again, dear sensei.
You can look it up in an article. That I wrote.
That's true.
For our website.
Why don't you tell us the difference?
Modern is the last... Oh, now this is going to be embarrassing because I don't remember. Is it everything since 9?
Since 2009?
No, everything since...
9th edition?
Since 9th edition.
I don't know. It's something like that.
I'm going to look it up on our website.
Okay. Standard is always the last 2 years, basically. No. So the most recent block and the block before that. So in this case, that would be Innistrad block and Return to Ravnica block. And then also the most recent core set, which in this case is M13, soon to be replaced by M14.
Right, so next year's will be Ravnica block, M14, and Theros.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, and once Theros comes out, Innistrad block will all rotate out.
Goodbye, Innistrad.
Ben, do you have a card of the week specifically from Modern Masters?
Bone Splitter.
All right, why?
This is a... this card is deceptively powerful. It's a it's an equipment for one, and an equip cost is one, and an equipped creature gets +2/+0.
That's a lot. You know, it does look deceptively like it's you're like, oh, that's probably okay. It's great.
Yeah.
Play as many as you get.
This was one of the first equipments that they made, and it was kind of before they realized that like how good this would be. Like now. Either like the equip cost of this would be 2, or it would be +1/+0.
Yeah.
Because like being able to give anything +2/+0 and then move it to something else is like just nuts.
Especially in my fairies deck, it was great.
Yeah, it's good in fairies. It's also good if you have like a bunch of expendable tokens that you can just like throw around. Yeah, it's all in all pretty sweet butts.
Oh yeah.
Sweet butts.
That your tokens comment just now, expendables, leads into my card of the week, which is actually a duo pair from Modern Masters. I ended up with two of the guy, I'm not gonna remember their names. Two of the guy that instead of putting it puts a counter on all of the funguses that you control every turn.
Oh, his name is Alex.
Yeah, Alex. He's a 4/4, and it says put a counter on every fungus that you control. Yeah.
Did you put any counters on your toes?
Very funny. My feet are damn clean, Maria. Damn clean.
Whoa.
Anyways,
Maria, you know she's trying to get that job at the winery.
Guys, stop it. Oh, you guys.
Sabotage.
You guys. Anyways. And then I also had the guy who allows you, it says like all of your creatures have removed 2 counters to make a sapling. Josh. So I had Alex and Josh were my buddies. So basically I could make saplings, multiples of them every turn because I was putting 2 counters on with Alex. And able to remove 2 counters with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. And I was like, Alex and Josh, you can come over anytime. Which makes me sound like a slut, but I mean it.
You can't be a slut if you mean it.
That's right.
Put that on a shirt.
So those are my Alex and Josh, my cards of the week.
Mm.
My card of the week was a true champion. Cloudscape. Fuck, what was it called?
Oh yeah, Cloudscape.
Cloudscape fuck buddy.
Cloudscape fuck buddy. It's a 2/2 flyer, but it costs, well, who knows?
It costs...
We are really prepared this week.
It costs blue 3.
Does it?
Yep.
Okay. It costs blue 3 to cast, to hard cast, but it
And its name is Riftwing Cloudscape.
All right, Riftwing Cloudscape. Cost blue 3 to cast. Otherwise, you can suspend it for 3 turns, and then it comes into play as a 2/2 flyer. And when it comes into play or enters the battlefield, you can return target non-land permanent to its owner's hand.
That's true.
And now this, I took this in the draft. I had 2 of them, and I wasn't thrilled because what I would have preferred was the 4/4 flyer that has suspend for like...
Errant Ephemeron.
Suspend for 5 or whatever, which is great. I really love him as
well. Suspend for 5?
Isn't it?
His suspend cost isn't five.
No.
Oh, you five mean turns? Suspend five.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But the cost is like two.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Sorry. So, yeah, suspend for two. This five all. Time counters.
Imprecision over here in this area.
Anyway, I wished I had had him, but I never got him in the draft. But I did get two of these cloud dudes, and they were great, absolutely great because of their bounce ability.
Yeah.
You know, my deck was very fast because of my fairies, and by the time my opponent would get something out, they're like, okay, finally. Then by that time, you know, I'd cast my cloud dude on turn two, so boom, back into their hand, and I had immediately like two to three guys to their zero again.
Mm.
Yeah. Although, I have to say, as far as flavor goes, I also really enjoy this card because of this. I had two cards called Drag Down, which it gets minus X for every basic land type that you have.
Yeah.
Since I was playing three colors, it was usually minus three, and I'm minus three in several of your Cloudscape fuck buddies. As soon as they came into play, which was a sweet feeling.
Drag Down is a good card as well.
I really like the flavor of that.
Of Drag Down.
Drag Down.
Hey, you guys, I wasn't far off. Modern includes everything since 8th edition and Mirrodin.
What?
Okay.
With a ton of banned cards.
I'm sure.
They have a lot of banned cards
to keep.
I didn't
say anything about the banned cards.
To keep, you know, fairies from taking over.
Man, I say if you draft Modern Masters, draft fairies, you guys. Just saying.
All right.
It does seem like the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben's first time. You've played Standard recently.
Yeah.
Ben,
it's
how
true.
Was
I'm
your,
not ashamed.
How was your first
how was
time?
Your first time?
It's great. It's fine. It's no big deal.
Oh, yeah?
He's playing it cool.
Do you feel like you performed acceptably for it being
your first time?
Yeah. Why? What'd you hear?
We didn't hear anything.
No. Just
no.
Like...
We were just like wondering.
Do you think like... Do you think your partners were happy?
Yeah. Like, were they
satisfied?
Why would I want to make them happy?
Well, okay, well, that makes sense. But were they, you know, like, did they feel like they had really been played against?
Look, they definitely knew I was there.
That's the main
thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay,
the main
of course.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's horrible, like,
yeah.
After
when
you know, you're like...
You play someone and you're like, was someone even there?
Or was that just me?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even think that was a real round.
Oh. Oh, did something happen?
Oh, my mistake.
Oh. I was just having a Coke.
Yep.
You know, I did all right. I did not win a lot of games. Mm-hmm. It was four rounds and I went 1-2-1. So I won a round and I drew a round and I lost two rounds, but I felt like I could have won another round, and I could have won the drawn-out games as well. So.
What kind of deck were you playing, Ben? I mean, we talk a lot about Limited on this show, so we're expanding our horizons, everybody. Expanding. Mm. What were you playing?
I was playing a little deck that I fell in love with.
Aww.
Based around Nivix Cyclops and Gutter Snipe.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of cheap instants and sorceries and a lot of... like cheap card draw and cheap card cycling. And so the idea is you get out either Gutter Snipe or Cyclops or both, and then you play a bunch of these cards and you get a bunch of triggers, either 2 damage directly to the opponent or +3/+0 to the Cyclops, and then you get in there. And it's got a combo where you can do 20 points of damage unblockable on turn 4.
Oh, snap! Which is... 2 Gutter Snipes?
No.
Okay, wait. Because I figured it out. I was helping find cards for this when you're trying to put it together. And it has 4 Boros Charms in it.
Yes.
So in my mind, I was putting it together of like, if you have 2 Gutter Snipes on the table.
Yeah.
And you double Boros Charm.
Yeah.
Your opponent's pretty fucked.
Yeah, if you double Boros Charm with 2 Gutter Snipes, that's 16 damage.
That's true.
But you can't do that on turn 4 because you can't have out...
2 Gutter Snipes.
Right.
And Boros Charm. That's turn 5.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about turn 4.
Turn 4 is if you play turn 3, Cyclops, and then on turn 4 you untap, play a land,
play Artful Dodge.
What's that?
Artful Dodge says target creature is unblockable, costs one blue, and has a flashback of one blue.
Like the Artful Dodger from Oliver.
Aww. Did he have a flashback of one blue?
Consider
yourself. Or did he have two blue eyes? Is that what you're saying?
Consider yourself part of the family.
Is that a musical?
Sure is.
From the musical Oliver!
Exclamation point.
I've never. Wasn't it's pretty Oliver good. Really depressing?
How did they turn it into miserable? It was Charles Dickens, so. Yes.
He finds a family at the end.
That's true. After crazy man tries to murder him and then murders. The crazy man murders his girlfriend. Not Oliver.
Oliver is a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, Oliver's gay.
Totally gay.
Oliver's really gay.
Him and the Artful Dodger.
Artfully dodge that. I don't know.
There's he's artfully.
Don't.
He's artfully dodging a wife.
Ah, yeah. Quite right.
Yes. So you double artful. You do two artful dodges, and that makes your Cyclops a 7/4 unblockable. Mm-hmm. And then you Boros charm to give him double strike, mm-hmm. and then that also makes him a 10/4. And if you're a 10/4 unblockable and you have double strike.
You're dealing 20 points
your
of
opponent,
damage.
Your opponent better have a way to deal with that.
Nice.
I mean, one blue unblockable, that seems kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Like,
it's cool, but it's not really worth a card in most situations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my question. Is it? It's just really not?
Well, in this case, like, it combos well.
Yeah, it's only worth a card if you have something that's really good with some blackball.
It works well in this situation.
So, Ben, why do you think you did not win as much as you would have liked?
Mostly because I just have not played a lot of standard matchups. And so in standard, it's really important to know what kind of decks your opponent's playing and what cards they might have in their deck. And you have to know what your line is, like what strategy you're going to take to beat that deck. So what cards are you going to play around? What cards do you just have to hope that they don't have?
Yeah.
And I was kind of figuring all of that out as I went along, but I thought I definitely learned a lot. So probably be at it again in the near to recent future.
Nice. Real nice.
Yeah, just want to win. You know, I want to like take down a, you know, Friday night, see if I can 4-0.
Yeah.
Nice. Follow with that deck.
All right.
Next time it's going to be
where we go from there.
Your second time, so.
Maybe you'll be a little bit more. You'll have, you know, one time under your belt. You'll know what you're doing a little bit.
Yeah, but really.
I mean, yeah, it's not like a big difference.
Well, Ben has been busy playing standard. Megan's been busy getting her league on.
Oh, yeah.
She's part of a Dragon's Maze league.
Yeah, so what that means is there was a sealed, it was like a sealed event 2 weeks ago.
Tell me more.
So we, you know, you did your like six packs and made a deck and did three rounds that day. And then last week, I wasn't there, but the way it works is like, so after the sealed, you can trade with people who are also in the league just with cards that you got that day. And then the next week you come back, you get another pack of Dragon's Maze. And so you have the cards that you've traded, the new cards that you got, and you sort of like refurbish your deck, and then you play another four rounds. Again, I wasn't here for that. And then today, again, you do the same thing. You do some trades, you get another pack, you keep retooling your deck, essentially.
Oh, so it's like, it's like a 79 Corvette that like my neighbor has on blocks in his driveway.
Yes, exactly. But only people who live on that block and also have 79 Corvettes can help him with parts.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone starts out with a Corvette.
Yes.
A non-working Corvette.
You guys join a league. They give you a car.
Anyways, it's a lot of fun. But and I feel like by week three, you're getting to some really ridiculous situations.
Oh, yeah.
So just a couple that came up today. I got doorkeepered. I got doorkeeper milled to death.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
Mm.
I died with 31 life. which was a terrible situation. He had like 8 or 9 gates and a hold the gates, which gives his guys vigilance and +0/+1 for every gate he controls. That's so they're awesome. Unkillable. His dudes are very, very unkillable, and he has like 6 or 7 defenders on
the
table.
Why didn't you just cast Smite?
I wish I had Smite. I wish. Anyways.
Why don't you trade a catalytic converter for Smite?
Oh, I'll work on that.
Why don't you trade a break?
I really need this transmission. Anyways, and actually the next game, he killed
me. There's no way you're going to trade for a transmission. Those are like a first pick.
I first pick leather interior.
I really
Maria,
want.
That is, you, those will go as late as 4th or 5th.
It's important to me.
Yeah. A carburetor. I feel like that's important, right? I'm second picking a carburetor. Is that okay?
That's probably true.
All right.
Do you know that they don't have carburetors in cars anymore?
No. What?
It's all fuel injection these days, you guys.
Wow. I'm going to go Google this because I'm intrigued.
It's true. They haven't put them in cars since, like, the 80s.
Anyways, the next...
But...
Oh, go ahead.
It's just so catchy, right? It lingers.
Yeah, it is. And that's what cars are named after.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that one marshmallow in your hot chocolate that just won't melt.
God damn it.
And then you find out it's, like, actually just a piece of mushroom. And that's why.
How'd they get in there?
That's gross.
What on earth are you eating?
Look, my organizational system in my pantry is my own business.
Ew. Really ew.
I would like one lovely mushroom salad with this hot chocolate.
Nom.
Combo from heaven.
Ew, is this a button mushroom?
Oh, yes.
Good. Anyways, same dude, next game, killed me with crackling perimeter and, like, 9 gates on the table.
I love it. I love his
deck.
It
was amazing. It was amazing.
Does he have mazes end, do you think?
He might. I don't know.
That's what I would have.
Let's see.
That was my deck.
I played another... I had 4 Cerulean Gatekeepers, about 9 gates of my own, and a Progenitor's Mimic. So I was playing a game against another guy who also had Progenitor's Mimic, who copied my Cerulean Gatekeepers, so he was gaining 7 life every turn, and then I copied my Rubble Belt Raiders. So then that was just a party. You know, that was a good crazy party time.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, there was another game where I was again Progenitors mimicking a Cerulean Gatekeepers every turn, and then my opponent had assembled the Legion, which I could not destroy. And he eventually killed me with 46 soldier tokens on the table.
And how much life did you have?
I would say at the height of the game, I had 67 life and he had 9. And then I lost.
67.
How many, and so what, you just had like 10 blockers? And so then once he had like 30 soldiers or something, he just started attacking?
Exactly. He would just attack every turn. Yeah. And it was sort of like, oh, I can only kill 2 of them with my 2 blockers on the table. And I'm only gaining 7 life every turn.
Right.
Only 7 life. So yeah, it's been a really good time. I feel like it's a weird space between Standard and Draft. Because these aren't Standard decks that you would see.
It seems like you're stuck in a weird cave. There's like a whole alternate civilization going on in there.
And the questions
with
are...
different like... gender roles and different cultural norms.
If
and like the slang is slightly different, but if you're watching it on TV, you can still pretty much tell what they mean.
Yeah. If the shadows on the walls of this cave are all that I see, is that all that's real?
You
is
tell.
Is this league all that's real?
There is a glowing cave painting on the wall or something that gets you to Mars. Just remember that.
Oh, okay. You
so
got it.
Allegorical.
Flavortext Theater presents Guess That Card, the game show where each of our contestants picks a card from Return to Ravnica block and describes it, perhaps doing a characterization of the character or art on that card. The other players must then guess what the fuck that card is. The winner, at the end, gets nothing, but the loser gets shame.
And death.
And a swift kick in the whatever kind of junk they have.
And the person in the middle ends up with a popsicle.
Ooh, I want to be in the middle.
Yeah, you do.
Contestant right. number one, please say your name and a little fun fact about you, from your, and a fun fact about yourself.
My name is Megan. I'm 5'5". So,
in your dreams.
On a good day.
Oh my goodness, I'm a giant beast and I'm chained by my master and he wants me to attack, but I'm like,
Ember Beast.
Never by my...
It's Ember Beast.
Yep, you got it. Nice.
Ding, ding, ding.
It could have also been Rage Mutt, but let's be honest.
Okay. 1 point, Ben. And you, Ben, what's a fun fact about you?
I was born in Montana.
Aw, snap.
But not, you know...
That's a step up from Wyoming, man.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Your turn, Ben.
Okay. I'm going to read the flavor text.
Okay.
It's sent into ungilded districts by the Orzhov to collect the souls of those no one will miss.
Syndicatize the obs of that.
No, you guys are both wrong.
Fuck.
Okay, keep going. What are you doing?
Sin collector.
Nope.
What is this? Your arms are not helpful.
Azari's long arms.
No.
Soulborn spirit.
That's not.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's not an Orzhov card.
You think the Orzhov send?
Sometimes the cards are opposite.
No, I know what he's talking about too, because I've looked at this on this card before and thought, like, that's creepy.
Look, I don't know what's going on here, but whatever's going on, everyone's sacrificing a creature.
What?
You have to sacrifice.
Sacrifice, everyone's sacrificing a creature. But it's not Maw of the Obsidat.
Nope.
Okay.
How about that one that's Slum Reaper?
That's the one.
Yay!
You have correctly guessed my name, and now your slum will be reaped.
Oh, God.
Wow.
All right.
That's dark.
The Ungilded District, those are the slums, you guys.
Oh,
really?
It's like if you don't have a guild.
You go to the slums?
It's like you don't have brand name sneakers, so that's how we know you're a poor kid.
I've had that happen.
We've all been there.
Too close to home.
Okay.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Oh, sorry. My name's Maria, and a fun fact about me is I went to Harvard.
That's a lie.
Hey, everybody. I'm made of skin. I'm made of so much skin. I have fists like a man, but also back claws like a beast. But I wear pimp jewelry. I'm totally pimped out in my skin self.
Kingpin's pet.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Pimped out jewelry. He does have pimped out jewelry.
And he is made of skin.
All right. Round two?
Round two.
Round two. My name's Megan.
Sure.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm up in the air and I'm just sort of, things are all crazy and they could be one way or they could be another way. And I'm just
Goblin
not in control.
Goblin
Touch
Pilot.
I'm not, I'm,
Spire Tracer.
I realize how much what I was saying sounds like that, but no. And so maybe something's going to come along and it's going to flip me around and I'm going to be super strong, or maybe I'm just going to be super tough.
Oh,
I don't really know.
Ogre? Flex charger.
Yep, flex charger.
Ogre attacker blocker.
Oh, I forgot about that card. Ogre attacker blocker.
All right. Do you need to know another fun fact about me?
No.
Are you sure?
Okay, what do you got?
I can't think of one.
Okay, fuck you.
Oh, hey guys!
That's your clue?
Is it
Mr.
totally lost?
No.
Mr. Peak Mouse?
No.
Drainpipe Vermin?
No. Hey guys, I'm kind of in a hurry, so if you don't mind, I'm just gonna get in there.
Legion Loyalist.
What? Goblin no. Test Pilot.
No. What if you combined Legion Loyalist and Goblin Test Pilot? What card would you have?
Legion Test Pilot. Goblin,
Goblin
Loyalist.
Goblin Loyalist.
Oh, that guy who has haste. The little goblin with haste. What's
oh,
his name?
Oh,
little red goblin haste.
Yeah,
little red haste goblin.
He's that stupid fucker.
Oh, he's like that riot piker. Nope, that's
no,
the other
it's
one.
Not him.
It's... Legion loyalist.
No, that's what
no,
I said.
No, that's what you said before. It's something
you
loyalist.
You calm down. You calm down. No, it's not. It's the goblin berserker
no,
or some shit.
Nope, goblin's not in his name.
Or in his creature type.
It's not?
No. He's
no.
a loyalist of some sort.
Oh.
He's...
What?
He's not...
Summon loyalist.
No, I'm not saying it's in his creature type. I'm saying it's in his name.
Millennium Platform, once a monument to peace, was quickly seized by the Sky Knights for its strategic aerial location. Yes.
Oh.
Sky Knight Legionnaire.
How is... Okay. Hi, guys. A clue to
that
Sky Knight
not...
Legionnaire.
Sky Knight
really
Legionnaire...
Fast.
Skylight Knight
Legionnaire.
It said Legionnaire
it so fast, you guys.
Does not have that voice. Just look at Sky Knight
it's
Legionnaire.
It's a lady. God, you really
oh.
tricked us.
Ugh. All right.
Okay.
I've got 2 black torture devices. Oh, don't.
Hired torturer.
Hired torturer.
No. In my hands, I got 1 in each hand.
Hook hand Marty.
I'm so hungry because I
poisonous torture stabber.
I don't have a stomach because I ain't got no stomach organs or skin.
Madhyaps.
just a head. Just
I'm
a torture.
A skeleton. I got 2 things.
More
Grim Roused About.
Yes. Yes.
Grim Roused About.
Look
he's
at
got
it.
Hooks.
Got 2 hooks.
You're right. And he doesn't have a stomach.
I
he
hope
doesn't
you're
have,
out.
I mean, he doesn't have a waist.
No. No.
He has a spine right there.
I don't understand what this guy does in the Rakdos, in the cult of Rakdos.
Tortures people.
But it's like a hedonistic cult, and I just don't understand, like,
no,
what
no,
do skeletons do for fun?
It's true.
Right? It's like,
yeah,
ooh,
I,
woo,
I get
party,
it.
Everybody! Like,
he's
what's
the one
the,
who will show
who invited
you...
the skeleton to the party?
He has a purpose. It says in his flavor text, he'll point you to your death row seats. So he's very much about order. He maintains order and...
For someone that's supposedly grim, he's got a pretty big smile on his face.
Well, he's also a roustabout. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Woo!
The real grim roustabout.
You know what you see?
Find them all over the outback with the kangaroos and the grim roustabouts.
Yeah, be careful while you're out there. You don't want to get snared up on a grim roustabout.
Oh, grim roustabout ate my baby!
You know, you see skeletons either trying to be scary or dancing. One of the two.
I feel like a roustabout is, it's like a walkabout, but instead of trying to find, like, spiritual awakening, mm-hmm. you're trying to get laid.
I'm on a roustabout summer
yes.
course.
Yep.
Look, I don't like this, and you don't like this. It is one grim roustabout.
Well, I hope you're all playing along at home. Awesome. And that you all learned absolutely fucking nothing. Create a card. We have this week for creating a card, Ogre Attacker Blocker.
Ogre Attacker Blocker? He's an ogre.
Obviously.
The card I was thinking of was Fortress Cyclops.
Oh, okay.
So let's just take that card and we'll make him like, we'll just do 1 less of everything and say that's the
no,
card.
No, that's boring. Okay.
That's boring, Ben.
The way
what?
Ogre,
no, that's
wait,
a party.
Wait, no, the way Ogre Attacker Blocker works is that he's always confused which he is doing. So if you attack with Ogre Attacker Blocker and he is blocked, then it flips and that creature becomes the attacker and he becomes the blocker. If someone attacks into you and you block, again, it becomes confused and they flip, and just Ogre Attacker Blocker
is
attacking. Now attacking, and that creature is
oh,
blocking.
Oh, shit.
So whatever you intend to do, it ends up being the opposite.
I don't understand
so
that
So you would never attack with it, though, because you know.
Well, it might be unblocked. Like, if he doesn't get blocked, then he is still attacking.
Okay.
But if you attack with Ogre Attacker Blocker, and he becomes blocked, then just those 2 cards, what they're doing, flips. And that other creature is attacking and he is now blocking.
I would like to note that you can add equipment onto Ogre Attacker Blocker. It's the Boxer Knickerbockers.
Here's
Boxer Knickerbockers?
Boxer Knickerbockers is +3/+0. Lose a life.
Just because.
Whenever it attacks.
Here's my idea for Ogre Attacker Blocker.
What?
When Ogre Attacker Blocker attacks, put a copy of Ogre Attacker Blocker into play under your opponent's control, blocking Ogre Attacker Blocker.
Oh my god, I love it!
When Ogre Attacker Blocker blocks, put a token into play under your opponent's control, attacking, that is being blocked by Ogre Attacker Blocker.
Yeah, but keep in mind, you can put that equipment on there, box your knickerbockers on an Ogre Attacker Blocker.
Boxer knickerbockers?
Boxer knickerbockers.
Boxer knickerbockers on your Ogre Attacker block.
Quite right. That's two kinds of underwear, by the way.
Yeah.
Wait.
Boxer knickerbockers. Wait, no. Knickerbockers are just a type of pant.
Yeah. All right. Boxer knickerbockers on your toga. Fuck it.
Can we name our set the knicker set? That way it could be knickerblock.
Knickerblocked. Ben, I want you to try saying this name.
Say what?
Say
Boxer Knickerbockers on Ogre Attacker Block.
But say it fast you can.
Boxer Knickerbockers on an Ogre Attacker Blocker.
Faster.
Boxer Knickerbockers on an Ogre Attacker Blocker.
Ooh!
We are so good.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We do have fun.
Is that our show?
I feel like that was our show.
We hit a really good high note with Boxer Knickerbockers on Ogre Attacker Blocker, and we should probably just call it quits.
I think so.
I'm pretty pleased with ourselves.
I'm really happy with us.
You guys, let's all hold hands for a second.
This is just pure gold. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys, remember, if it's your first time doing anything, you'll probably be better at it the second time you do it.
Probably.
Don't apologize. Probably.
Definitely don't apologize.
Never apologize, but you know, you might draw a land.
If you get out there and you find that actually your mana is screwed or something and you're not able to get any creatures out. It's okay.
It does suck if you can't get a single creature out.
Your opponent probably will not feel like they really got a good play.
If you're worried about having that problem, I say play mono red, because then you'll at least have the chance to tap some mountains.
good night.
At least you get that.
Find us on Twitter at MTAcast, or you can check out our website, magictheamaturing.com. Or you can send us a little email at magictheamaturing@gmail.com.
That's super fun. If you see us online, say hi. I'm horny_unicorny on Magic Online, and Ben is middle schooler.
That's right.
Send us a message. And if I don't respond, it's probably because my computer had a core dump.
It's not because
I'm ignoring you. So try again later, and I'll respond again later, unless I have another core dump. In which case, try again later.
Unless you have another core dump.
Ben has a core dump issue.
It's true. My core's always getting dumped.
Damn.
Yeah, check out the website. We've got some good stuff up there if you've never been there.
Yeah, we've got articles.
That's right.
Podcast episodes.
Woo.
And if you search around long enough, you might find an Easter egg video.
And naked pictures.
Totally.
Yeah.
Let us know if you find those, because
We're worried.
Then we're worried.
We don't know where they went.
We put them on somewhere.
I should have never put those on the web.
All I know is I hit upload.
Again and again and again.
Okay. Well, guys.
Yep, that's probably it. Bye.
Bye. Bye.